The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. For just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge,
and guess who else?
Brandy Glanville. Hi guys.
Hey, we got three blondes.
I mean, no pressure, Brandy, but if you were going to pick, who would you rather make out with, me or Tam?
I am not answering that.
Rude!
You're both equally attractive, so I can't.
You know what? I've never made out with a chick, but now I'm offended.
Okay, Jill. Did you see Jill was pissed off the entire rest of the night?
She didn't even talk the next day.
Were literally hurt. And it was just a fun game. I don't think any of us really, for the most part, meant well. I mean, I definitely didn't need to make out with Vicky.
Oh my God. I didn't realize you you kissed Taylor.
That was the worst kiss I've ever seen in my life. Please tell me that's not your standard form.
I think it was a good kiss. That night is blurry to me. Let's be clear, because we drank the morning we woke up, we were hungover. We went to a winery, we drank. Then Christmas in September, I was like, am I going to make it through this night?
Like, that was a rough night drinking.
I mean, yeah, it was just like, whew. But
It was the kiss was a little rough. It looked like the accidental kisses that happen that Tam and I talk about that are the most awkward kisses, when you go to say hi to somebody and then you accidentally kiss because you don't know if they're going to go to the right or the left. That's what the kiss looked like.
Yeah, I don't remember a lot of it. So I'm going to say it looked awkward on the episode. But in the moment, it felt great.
Yes. Speaking of awkward, how did you feel when Andy called Taylor Brandy on Watch What Happens Live?
So I guess I missed the tail end of that. I feel like I'm telling myself in my head that because he said my name so many times that night, that it just came out that way.
Right.
That's what I'm sort of telling myself. So.
Well, you were a topic of conversation the entire 30 minutes.
Yes. And I thought Taylor and I were fine. So I was very confused.
Yeah. Do you talk to Taylor?
I mean, we, on our group text and like.
But But not individual. Like, there's people that I talk to, and I mean, obviously we all talk in the group text, but there's also people I talk, like, I talk to you individually.
Yeah, I don't talk to, I mean.
I talk to Phaedra sometimes individually. I don't talk to Eva individually.
I feel like I get the random text from Vicky, like, why did you say that? Individual, like, off the group text. And that, like, I definitely talk to
Jill. She does?
Yes. But I'm like, I can't take it back. But I think I talked to most of them individually, except for Taylor. And I mean, I did talk to her the other day. Just, I forget. It was really nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She looked really good on Watch What Happens Live. Taylor did.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Well, while we're on the topic of who you speak to individually, ladies, I'd like to know what the hell Dorinda was doing last night on her Instagram with the blurry face. And
was she sitting on a toilet?
On the toilet. It looked like maybe she was about to shave her legs. And then she's like, what's up, New York? And then somebody's like, what's up with the Facetune? And she's like, absolutely no face. There is a full blown blurry circle on her face.
It was almost awkward. I'll send it to you later. It's weird.
I don't do, like, camera knows, like, if you want to get a hold of me, text me, because if you DM me, I'll never see it. Like, I'm not right. really.
I need you to take a moment to just go look at the photo because I need to understand what's happening, especially there's been all the announcements about Tinsley no longer being in Girls Trip because now it's going to be Portia because Tinsley's going to be on Legacy that Dorinda is going to be on, which means, guys, she's off pause.
Oh yeah, she's off pause. I think we all kind of figured that out once they announced Legacy. I think Tinsley would be on the newer, like, she seems younger and more fun. Like, I don't see her hanging out with Ramona so much. She's 16.
Ramona's gone.
What? What? You guys have all the tea. I know nothing.
It says,
well,
Ramona,
I don't, but we don't know for sure. I think those are just complete rumors. I don't think, no, but I don't think the cast has been announced.
And rumors
at
are
all.
Never true.
Well, I know. Just ask me.
So because she was going on the Girls Trip with everyone that was employed, I'm like, oh, they must be bringing her back in some sort of way, because otherwise she's an ex-wife's club, right?
Right.
Well, is Leah employed?
Yeah.
So you think Leah's going to come back on,
I think Leah,
New York.
On the other side of the, not the Legacy one, but the younger, hipper.
Yeah, that would make sense.
That makes sense. I bet if I was Leah, though, I'd be shitting my pants a little bit, going, thinking you're going with your best friend on Girls Trip. And then all of a sudden she pulls out and there you are on your own.
I mean, I think Leah's a pretty, like, I talked to her on, like, really late at night in New York on, like, FaceTime, because I was with someone that knew her. And I think she's a badass bitch. She can kind of handle it.
I think she can hold her own, that's for sure. But you went on a Girls Trip without somebody.
I had no idea. Yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, you had Taylor, but you guys didn't.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, like, not at all. Like, I even rode in the car by myself. So, yeah. No, I mean.
But you were nervous, right? You're a little nervous.
Anxious because of you. I could bring Taylor all day long. I just, like, I haven't talked to her in 10 years. Like, I don't get, you know what
yeah.
I
mean? Yeah.
No, I was more anxious of you and I fighting because I just wanted to get out of my house and have fun, which is what I did. But
I think that's what we all did.
Well, no, you and I did that.
Yeah.
I don't know else did that.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we get into really grilling Brandy, let's just go through the notes of the episode. So it starts out where Dorinda felt that she was never not a friend to Jill and wants to make an effort. Dorinda tries to explain herself to Jill and how she is not social and doesn't do well in big groups.
Okay.
I think that was just an excuse on Dorinda's
head. I think Dorinda woke up and had a hangover and was like, shit, I really stepped in it last night.
Stop. Let me try to fix this. Oh, I didn't know you really wanted to be my friend. Okay, let's be friends.
Right. Yeah. No, that was, let's be clear. I'm on separate texts with both of them. They still don't like each other. They're not like each other. It is what it is. I'm just putting it out there.
I think they both expressed how they feel about each other on Watch What Happens Live recently.
I feel like we need a reunion because all of, like, I thought Taylor was fine with me. And last night she's like, I am not fine with Brandy. Or the other night, I'm not fine with Brandy. I'm like, girl.
Well, what else does Taylor have to talk about?
I don't know. I mean, maybe her teeny tiny kitchen table.
I can't. Okay. So then Vicky goes off. Vicky talks about how she's going to reach out to Steve's daughter. And Dorinda went off on her, telling her not to reach out.
Okay. Dorinda was so drunk at that point. Like, she could barely even speak.
I almost punched her in the face. Like, and she was so Slurinda and like in, like out of her mind. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone should listen to her. Like, if I was Vicky, I would have hit her. Everyone's like, I'm going to do what I want to do because I'm however years old and stay out of my life right now because you're wasted.
As y'all know, I have my own issues with Vicky. And this entire episode, I was like, you know what? Vicky's right. Vicky, like I was team Vicky this entire episode.
But you know what? I was a little bit team Brandy too, because when you had that conversation with Dorinda and you're like, listen, this has been my experience. I was in a bad, bad place in my life. I started drinking. I started doing things I shouldn't have done. I was an angry person. And you, nobody else would say that to Dorinda. Everybody was so afraid. And Brandy was like, I don't have any fear. I'm just going to tell her how it is. And what did she say? I don't drink.
Yeah, she said, I don't think that happened to me. Just like Taylor said, I'm not sure what happens. I've had no work done. I'm like, oh my Lord. Where are we? And I wasn't even drinking. I'm like, what is happening right now? No, I think that Dorinda was in a bad spot. I think that's why they put her on pause. And I think that they were giving her this job to kind of like redeem herself. And she did the same old shit. But yet,
she's being rewarded for it. Yeah. But what I did like is that you came to her almost from an empathetic way. You didn't accuse her of being an alcoholic. You didn't use any words that are going to hurt her in the long run. You just said, you know, I feel like you're not doing well. Something's going on and you seem angry.
And I said that in my interview question. They haven't played it so far, but I said, I actually feel sorry for her because every time she would drink, she would talk about Richard. So which only leads me to believe that she's still really struggling with his death.
Well, and also then to have the show taken away, which is her other love. Yeah. I feel like that added to, and then we're all at Bluestone Manor in her place. I mean, I love Dorinda, honestly. She's didn't have a good, sure, but what would he have done if she didn't? I mean, we would have all gotten along and like,
that's exactly what I was going to say. Like, she's good TV though. Lover, hater, whatever. She knows how to make good TV.
I mean, she doesn't give a neither do I, neither do you. And I think that that's like, we're not there to like, obviously look our best. But I mean, I was struggling. So I was just like, you know, like, I'm just going to be me and hopefully have a good time. And we did have some good times, but if it wasn't for the meltdowns, it would not be that interesting.
No, it wouldn't have.
I mean, the comments have been pretty good. Like when I put them on my, normally it's kind of like half and half, but everybody's loving it. They're liking the level of drama versus fun. Like, I feel like first girls trip was way more, less drama filled for sure. More lifestyle.
Yeah. Right.
And this is
each other, and they all had jobs and getting over $1 million. We're like, who cares? Why? Right? We are just coming out of COVID. Half of us just got fired. Emotions are high. Like, everyone's like hadn't socialized in a year and a half. So it was intense.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So do you think the reason Dorinda gets so upset for Vicky for reaching out or talking to anybody in Steve's family or Steve is because she's upset about Richard? So that's why she kind of like, she puts it on her? Or what do you think it is?
I just think she drinks and then she just gets mean. Like, you know, I drink and I want to kiss girls.
Me, same.
Yeah. She drinks and she's mean. What do you do when you're drunk, Teddy?
It really depends on my mood. If I'm in a good mood, I'm great. I'm happy. I'm fine. If I'm in a bad mood, I can be an asshole.
Well, what mood were you in when you made up with Lisa Vanderpump?
I didn't make up with Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, okay.
I had a conversation with Lisa Vanderpump. There was no...
I thought you made up.
We had a... I wouldn't say made up.
Well, you're not going to lunch anytime soon?
We're not hugging it out or texting. I walked into her place of business because of you, Tam. And then you took a picture of it and posted it on social media.
I thought it was hilarious. They're over there. I think that you and Lisa should be on the next Ultimate Girls Trip.
No. Yes. We have not talked. I don't think she would want to do it with me. I have no interest in rekindling a friendship with her, but I don't need to be fighting actively with somebody. That's how I feel.
Restaurant, you have to say hello.
Yes. And I had to say, like, I saw Ken. He immediately talked to me and I asked him politely. I said, should I go over and say anything to Lisa or just ignore? I'm here with other friends. And he's like, she'd probably really appreciate if you went over there. And that's what happened. We had a conversation, but I definitely don't.
For like 45 minutes.
Well, you and I were both pretty drunk. I don't even, like, I couldn't really.
Me?
What?
Drink? What are you talking about?
Drink. I don't drink. I'm just playing my Dorinda.
No,
I don't drink.
But no, I don't know that made up is the correct word.
Well, maybe you guys should make out.
I'm good on that one.
For a little slap.
I'll just give her a brandy slap and see how that goes. Yeah. So
that's, Dorinda was disgusted with herself the next morning. I think that was the very first time we ever heard her say anything like that. Like take ownership. She would wake up every morning and act like no big deal.
How did she remember? Somebody had to go up and like have a conversation and say, this is what happened. Cause she was so belligerent. There's no way she could remember what happened.
Speaking of things that happened last night on the episode.
Sorry, going back to that. I was trying to get away from it.
No, we're here. We're here. We're there. We can't not talk about it, but I guess we have to get to our favorite topic. My favorite talk, I mean, least favorite topic of Denise.
It was very mild. I mean, it didn't exactly play because Brandy and I actually were drinking the night of the pajama party. Mm-hmm. And I said to her off camera, I said something like, I totally believe you when it came to Denise. And I told her my experience.
So tell us exactly your experience. Just
No, I mean, it was no big deal. She just hit on me. That's it. It wasn't like there, no, nothing happened between us. Nothing. We didn't get in a fight. We were still friendly. Like, it's just
hit
like,
on you. How? And this was at BravoCon?
Yes. It's in Dave Quinn's book. Lisa Rinna is talked about it.
Okay. I'm going to read the excerpt from Dave Quinn's book. Lisa Rinna, at BravoCon, we heard that Denise went out with the Real Housewives of Orange County ladies and asked them to sit on her face. That's what we heard. That did happen?
That did not happen. No.
But there was a sit on the face situation that was not.
Yeah, that was. I have no memory of her ever saying that to me. No.
Okay. No. Then Andy said, why did no. And I also don't. I don't know that Lisa originated this story either. Andy then said, why did no one tell me that or mention that at the reunion? Then it's me. And it's because I didn't know about BravoCon when I went to Rome, anything like that. I found out about BravoCon during this like whole book situation when everybody was finding out. So right. This is months later. So BravoCon's probably, what is it? October. November.
Yeah.
We went from BravoCon back to LA to Rome. And then the book is in June. So it's months later before I got fired, before the reunion. And I write back. I say back to, on the book, her sex life or partying or whatever, I would have never brought that up on the show. That would have been bringing something outside of the show into the show to hurt her. And that's not who I am. So to me, what she was doing at BravoCon was off limits. However, you want to live your life off the show, that's fine. But the problem is once she brought Brandy into the situation, it's no longer off the show. Right. So once I was told by Brandy, Kyle and I were both told by Brandy on Beverly Hills, now it's already out there. So I had the option of not saying anything.
And you didn't take that option.
I did not. I absolutely did not take that option.
You were a team player.
But also, that's what we do, right?
Yeah.
And Denise was being very defensive at the table. And like she was, now she's on OnlyFans living her true self.
Right.
For a minute, she was just like, I've never done anything wrong in my life. And it just got to be so rehearsed. I don't blame Teddy for saying something. I wish that I would have not said it to Teddy. And Kyle, like I wasn't prepared really to say it that night, but I wanted to say it to Denise on camera because I wanted her to explain to me what the f- happened.
Yeah.
And we never got any resolution on that. And just to kind of paint the picture for you guys, I had already told Rinna and Kyle, you know, Rinna and Kyle and I talked about it in the car leaving the airport in Rome, what Brandy had said about all of us. And then, you know, about her situation with Denise. And then you guys know how it is when you're at the table at an all cast event on a trip, we're all getting texted that we need to step up and do something. And it's like, please, someone needs to mention it. It can't be the, you know, it can't be the elephant in the room. Someone's got to bring it. And I see Kyle and Rinna both pick up their phones, look at their phones and put it down. I'm 7.5 months pregnant and I'm f-ing over it. And I don't necessarily have any regrets about it because
I was just going to ask you that.
I think that she's pretty clear who she is. And everybody that's saying, Teddy, you outed her sexuality and it's because you're judgmental of people's sexuality. Absolutely not. No, I was outing her relationship to Brandy because she said, I don't even know this woman. I don't know her. I have no relationship with her. And I go do whatever you want to do. I, you know, by the reunion, I knew about BravoCon. I never brought it up at the reunion because I don't.
Because it didn't happen.
It doesn't matter. It didn't happen. It's no skin off my ass what you do with your sexual preference or when you're drunk. But if it's happening on the show, I would never want something to come out on the show and me have absolutely zero idea it was coming.
Right.
So I don't have a regret. I mean, do I look like an asshole? Am I still going to get pummeled for it? And am I still going to get harassed for it today? Yes.
Are you done talking?
Go ahead.
Are you done talking? So back to what I was saying after I told Brandy that night when we were at the pajama party the night before drunk. So in scene, what you didn't see, because they cut a lot of it out, is Brandy says, why don't you tell them what you told me last night?
So did she say that? Because I don't remember saying that. But
hold on, when you're in the onesie?
I thought that, I don't remember the last quarter of that night. I remember like the dancer and all, like, but
sweetie,
I thought Vicky said Tamara tell Brandy something.
Oh, she might have started it. Vicky might have started it. Why don't you tell me what you told me the other night? And then I was like, oh shit. Like I said it off camera thinking it wasn't going to be on camera, but stupid me, but whatever. I was had no problem with it. And Vicky is actually the one that started saying what happened and they cut her out completely. So they just make it look like I'm just like, yeah, this would happen. So, but it was, it really, honestly, it was no big deal. It was no big deal. We were all drinking. She probably has seen me on TV a million times kissing girls.
Right.
We, you know, and she's probably the same way. As soon as she drinks, she wants to kiss girls. This started at a dinner that we had that we sat next to each other. And there's even pictures of me, Gina, and Denise sitting at dinner. And then after that, we took the party to the hotel lobby. And everybody's there from Dave Quinn to my makeup and hair people. And like there was a ton of people. Shannon was there. Tons of people. Gina was there. Gina's boyfriend was there. So.
Well, I didn't know any of this when I said it to Kyle and Teddy the night before they left for Rome. I wasn't even wanting to really say it. I was thinking about saying it, but Kim's like, hey, like, I was like, no, but then I'm just like, fuck it. Because if I was smarter and not just said what, I could have probably like gotten a few more episodes out of it and made a little more money.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Because like, I just tell the truth and I don't lie. And it actually happened this season prior when I was filming and I didn't say anything. So when people are like, oh, you did it. You said it just to get a job. I'm like, they hired me back. I could have said it last season. They hired me back for a few days. And during this time off, she treated me like I didn't exist, like shit, like I was no one, like it was disgusting. And then I'm filming and she's trying to be my best friend. And I found that to be very telling of the time, like kind of person she is. Like if I like someone, I'm talking to them on and off camera. You know what I mean? Like I have friendships like that. I'm not gonna hit it and quit it and all of a sudden find out you're filming and then try to be your best friend again. That's what really hurt my feelings.
Yeah, I could see
which leads me to my one of the fan questions. Have you spoken to LVP since being on the show? And when you were on the show, did you feel like you had a real friendship with her or was it mainly a friendship for television?
No, we were actually, I thought we were good friends. We hung out, you know, outside of the show a lot, but what we did was talk about the show a lot, which drove me nuts because, you know, I have a life outside of the show. I have young kids, but like we would sit and she like, can you believe that this is being said? And like, it would just be like, oh, this is exhausting, but we would have fun. We really did have a real friendship, I thought. So that's why it hurt so much, but no, I have not spoken to her since. When she fell off her horse, I sent a message because it sounded like horrible. You know, I don't wish any ill will for her. I just don't see us even having a conversation at any time.
Needing each other in each other's lives.
I actually love seeing the flashback of you guys together. I thought it was so cute.
We did have fun. I mean, I'm not saying that we didn't have fun, but I realized too late that it was really, when she told me, like, I can't really hang out with you anymore because you're losing your audience, because I was having a rough season. Like, my dog got lost. I was just talking to my dad. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, friends are supposed to be there when like good times and bad times.
Right.
And
can I ask you a question then? So when you say on Girls Trip, it was the worst season of your life. Was that out of context? Were you talking about something else or were you talking about Taylor and her husband?
I was talking about my life. So this has nothing to do with Taylor. I went through a horrible divorce. I joined a cast where everyone hates me. And then someone commits suicide. I'm still fighting with my ex-husband. Listen, that was like the worst year of my life. I'm sure Taylor's was way worse. I'm just saying, like when I join a cast, I don't know. I've never been television before. I don't know what's happening. I was very hated. And then all of a sudden I get a call that somebody died that we were filming with. And I'm just like, what did I sign up for? You know, and you know, I have two kids. I have a broken leg. It was not fun.
And that makes more sense because it was kind of taken out of context, like you were saying that his death was the worst thing that ever happened to you. But I was like, I think she's talking about the season in general.
My life,
yeah.
Like off of television as well. And so, and I'm not discounting that it was way worse for her. I'm just saying outside of that, I had horrible things happening. So it was just hard to deal with. So,
it just didn't come off.
Yeah, it came off horrible, but I really don't. Because I know what I meant.
Should we talk about your rap?
Yes. I just got booked to perform in Vegas and I am so nervous.
I want to go.
When?
When?
The last weekend of August. I think it's like the 25th or I'll let you know.
Oh my God. You were on billboards. You've been doing talk shows. You've gotten more press for your song than you have for Ultimate Girls Trip.
I don't know, but it was just for fun. And now I have to perform it.
So do you have to like learn dance lessons and like do all that?
Yes. That's what I need to find out.
Like a pussycat doll dance?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, like, I don't think I'd be dancing like that to a rap song, but you know.
That's true. That wouldn't go.
But
you're going to be like.
It was just for fun.
That would be how we tried to dance, Tam. And then how did you decide which housewives to diss in the rap?
Well, I wanted to include everyone. To be honest. Every season. Every franchise. So there is something in there about every single franchise without being specifically, oh, this is about, you know, Ramona or this is about Luann. I mean, there's a lot of us that have mugshots. Luann might have been the only one kicking cops, but I'm just saying. So I just wanted to make sure that I hit every single franchise and just wanted to be fun.
And did you write the song?
Yeah, of course.
You wrote the entire thing. Oh my God, I'm so impressed.
For fun, I wrote it for my podcast and then my manager's like, wait, I know some people in the music business, like Michelle Stokes and Michael Stokes. And I'm like, this is the first time I ever was nervous about doing anything. They're like, come and get in the booth.
Well, because you are out of your comfort zone.
100%.
But you need to get Andy to put it as like a theme song on his show.
I mean, it's a little shady. Andy did hear it first and he's like, I love the song so much. The jail part, not so much. But, you know, people went to jail. Like, it is what it is. Teresa.
You're not lying.
Ben Shaw's going.
Oh, that one's
Jen
rough.
Jen Shaw,
nah, nah.
All I can think about is if someone did that to my grandma, I would want them in jail too.
Oh, 1,000%.
Absolutely.
I unfollowed her. Ew. As soon as she said she was guilty, I unfollowed her.
Yeah, no.
No, I don't want any part of this. This is just dirty and mean. And
yeah, it's gross. And she's like, it's even grosser that she was like dripping and all her like.
I know.
Yeah, you know, all of this stuff. And you know now where that money came from.
I feel like this season of Salt Lake is going to be.
Yeah.
A big mind F.
I don't like to watch things that are so depressing like that, though. Like,
I agree.
When Teresa went to jail that season, I didn't watch because I like that. I know that, you know all of them from the things that we do.
I felt bad for Teresa going to jail. I don't feel bad for Jen Shaw.
No, me either. The same.
But the main difference is Teresa, I think, from my, in my opinion, it was Teresa's husband leading that.
Yeah. Yeah, Teresa was just a loving wife that signed anything that he put in front of her. I did the same thing. And
I do it too. I do it all the time.
Off of the house. And I didn't even know because I didn't read it. I was just like, okay.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I think that's pretty common.
Yeah.
But when it's not her husband that's charged, it's her.
They're both charged. But she did her sentence. She went and did her sentence.
Oh, she's talking about...
I'm talking about Jen Shaw.
Yeah.
I don't think, honestly, I don't think the husband knew or didn't. Or he was like, you do you, girl. Like,
but how can he not
how long she's had that kind of money? Like, how long has this been going on?
I mean,
allegedly.
This is kind of similar to the Erica and her husband thing. And Jen, did he know? Did Erica know? We'll never know. But they're complacent, they're happy to live the life and not ask questions. You know what I mean? So I don't think we'll ever really know, but because if you say, how could he not know? How could Erica not know? You know, sometimes you just don't want to know.
Yeah.
You know?
And sometimes you just don't know.
Sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes you're like, I'm living the good life and I'm just going to keep living it as long as it's an option.
Exactly.
Next fan question is, you're maybe the most polarizing housewife ever. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because I tell the truth, honestly, and a lot of these women, they can't handle it. So they start a fight. You know what I mean? It's not that I'm sitting there starting a fight. I'm like, this is what I think. This is the truth. And then they get all wild and upset. And it's like, oh, Brandy started this fight. I'm like, no, it's just because I can't handle the truth. And eventually the truth does come out. And it is that. So I think it's the reaction that they give me when I do say something that is true and maybe hurtful, or maybe they don't want out there. But we're on a reality show and you don't get to pick and choose what's out there.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Yeah. A lot of the time on Girls Trip, you guys were talking about, like, it was a popularity contest. Like, who is the most followed? Who's the favorite? Did it feel like that inside of the show?
I just felt like Jill and Dorinda were having like a high school popularity contest. Like, who is the most loved from the show? Who, you know what I mean? I didn't think anyone else was really doing that.
No, I don't think anybody else is really into that, but it must be a New York thing. I'm not sure.
There's a lot of animosity between the two. I mean, it's ongoing. So,
but it's so bizarre because they didn't even film together. They were never on the show together.
I think Jill brought Dorinda on the show one time.
Yeah, but as full-time housewives, they were never on the show together. Yeah, so it's like, where is this all coming from?
Because Jill brought Dorinda on her first time on the show.
Right. So
yeah, that's what
when people bring a friend on and the friend turns, they feel like, you're the reason, I'm the reason you're here.
Right.
You know, it happens on every franchise. Like, I feel like Lisa Rinna brought Sutton on, and now Sutton's kind of, they're kind of turned on each other a little bit.
But we also have to be clear about what bringing on really means.
Like, well, I mean, for Jill, like, she just had Dorinda at a party. That was it.
Exactly.
And then Dorinda gets hired and Jill gets fired. That's rough. Teddy, didn't you bring on Crystal, and then you got fired?
Right, but it's not Crystal's fault. Like, I have no animosity toward, I mean, things that Crystal has done on the show, I don't always 100% agree with. Right. That being said, I don't have any animosity towards Crystal because we thought we were going in the show together. I had had my meeting. She came in, had her interviews. We thought we would come in together, and then they fired me. But how's that Crystal's fault?
On the show, that's funny. I had no idea. I don't know. I mean, that's rough. I mean, the way you're handling it, that's great. I think that it would
most people wouldn't.
Yeah.
But she also wasn't one of my best friends. I think it's very different. Yeah. Like, we're in a friend group. We had, you know, fun together. We had social, but it wasn't like she was somebody I was spending one-on-one time with alone that lied to me. There was nothing.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
The Home Depot wants every mom to have their own outdoor oasis this Mother's Day. Whether that be a new space to relax or a beautiful garden upgrade, at The Home Depot, you can give mom a gift that's as unique as she is, with a stylish and comfortable place to entertain or relax for the mom who does it all. And with convenient delivery, you won't have to stress over getting it to her either. Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers for the mom who's great with gardening? Let mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens with the Home Depot's Mother's Day Savings Event happening now. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97, for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Start your Mother's Day shopping and saving today by checking out the Home Depot's extensive selection online at homedepot.com or directly in-store near you with convenient pickup and delivery options. See homedepot.com/delivery for details. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right.
I would ask this one.
Go ahead.
Who's thirstier, Jill or Dorinda?
I mean, at this point, it's kind of a tie. I mean, I've been Jill forever. And then now I feel like they just are both so angry and want back on the show. I don't think Jill's angry. I think that she would like to be back on the show. I think Dorinda's angry and wants to be back on the show.
Who's more likable? Like, who would you rather spend one-on-one time with?
I like them both.
No, that is not an answer, Brandy. Sure, or
I'm not. I really do like them both.
Liking them both and, you know, wanting to go on a girls' trip with one of them alone is two different things.
Jill doesn't drink, so I think I would rather go with Dorinda.
Oh, I would rather go with Dorinda, for sure.
I mean, but I love Jill. Diet Coke, so I need someone to keep up with me.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dorinda's a little
Dorinda
bit more
can
fun.
Keep up. You would have to keep up with Dorinda.
Yeah, that's not Rana. But it would be more fun. Like, no one likes to drink alone.
Right. I agree. Right.
The next one is, please describe your kiss with Taylor.
I don't have a big recollection of it, to be honest.
I don't even remember. The shade on that, if you don't.
I haven't seen anything because I don't look at things, Teddy. I'm like, I know what would get to me and I have to stay healthy. I don't.
Okay.
Do you have any regrets about the show?
Yeah, of course. My hair, the whole
time. That's what I was going to say for me.
Makeup the whole time. My fupa the whole time. Like, tons of regrets, but like, I hadn't worked in a year and a half.
I kind of felt like they put a bad filter on us.
Blame the filter, ladies.
No, I'm
for doing us a favor, actually, because I felt like my skin was way worse. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh my God. I just felt like we all looked like, except for Eva and Phaedra, we all crawled out from underneath a rock half the time. And everybody looks like 20 pounds heavier. Like, it's just.
Well, I was 20 pounds heavier.
I was heavier too.
It's hard because.
When you get the
right after
during COVID.
Yeah, it was.
It was not good, but I couldn't afford to say no to a job.
How many cast members, so going into like this season of Girls Trip, they all know who's going in. Did you guys know everybody that was going in this particular season before?
Know them personally?
No, did you know the full cast?
I apparently met Tamara once. I kind of remember it, and I saw a picture of us. I'm like, oh wait, we didn't meet. I met Dorinda once. We had a lovely evening. I knew Jill before. We have mutual friends, and I was a fan of Eva and Phaedra, but I didn't know anyone. Like, no.
Yeah.
This is not a me question. This is fan question. Do you think that Tamara is more fun without Vicky?
Yes. 100%.
Even your dog thinks so.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He's a wild little chihuahua.
That's funny. Are you still friends with Kim?
We haven't talked, but there was no real blowout. So I love her and I wish her all the best. And I feel like at some point we'll reconnect and it'll be like old times. But, you know, during COVID, I drove her to the emergency room and I was not seeing anyone. And the only thing I can think of is she got really mad that I wouldn't pick her up, but she had just gone to a hospital, an emergency room during the middle of COVID. I'm like, I'm not picking you up. Like, I have kids at my house. You were just in this bacterial.
Well, that was nice of you to take her. Couldn't she be happy about that?
Yeah. I mean, she was, but you know, we have love for each other, but we're both very outspoken. She's like one of the only people I'm afraid of.
They're on pause.
Yes.
Were you pissed that you were on the pullout couch bed?
I was just kind of, I wasn't pissed, but when I saw everyone else's rooms, I was like, huh.
Yeah.
Like, this is what happened. This happened to me every time.
Wait, did you have a bathroom in your bedroom?
I did, but there was a window that didn't have curtains. And so I would get out of the shower and like, hi, these are my tits. Like,
I don't remember seeing the bathroom. That's funny.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was there. It was small, but it was there.
But yeah.
But the couch was actually comfortable. And I did hide under it a couple times from producers because they were knocking on our door pretty much nonstop.
Like, nonstop. 7:30 in the morning. Knock, knock, knock.
Right. I'm like, yeah. Just got home. How can I be ready for the next thing?
Well, I'm still taken aback by Marco finally doing his confessional without his mask on and me envisioning him to look completely like a different person than he did.
Really?
I wasn't like when he took his mask off, I was like, what? I had made up a completely different face in my head.
Well, I do that at the grocery store. I think everyone's hot and they have a mask
on. I know. Like, I love Marco's like little curl in the front of his head.
He was very nice. Like,
yeah, he was super sweet.
Can you also maybe tell Tam and I a little bit before we go about our eyebrows and what your thoughts are on them? Tamara likes to send me pictures of myself from my first season of when my eyebrows were all really thick. And she's like, what do you think Brandy'd think of those eyebrows?
Well, I will say, Teddy, that you do have really great eyebrows. They are a little masculine. There is a little touch of I might go both ways.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe in my 50s, guys, there's my eyebrows are my tell.
You got lots of time.
What's it mean that Tam, can I see your eyebrows? What did Tam say?
You can't really see them right now.
She's just like, I'm fun. I'm a fun, like, waist up lesbian.
Yeah.
Waist up. Am I waist down or waist up?
I think you could be down. Yeah. I mean, not yet. Like you got to get there. But the brows speak volumes. You have a lot of, like, male energy in a good way.
Oh, maybe yeah. Maybe it's my hormone shot I just got.
Why would you do that?
Because my testosterone's so low.
I kind of feel like you don't need any higher testosterone.
What do you mean, Tam? Teddy?
Right?
What? What? I'm
with the walk you have and the voice you have, there's no masculine energy.
I can't. It's not about masculine energy. It's about energy in general. And I'm very tired. And my testosterone is very low. But now I have goat hairs from my testosterone shot. Yes.
Oh, I can't do those. Oh. I can't do testosterone at all. I get acne.
Mine's really high, so I have to take estrogen, but I don't have to take testosterone. So,
we're just showing our age.
Right.
Now we might as well head to the Menopause Manor. Is that what you called it?
Menopause Manor. Yep.
All right. Well, Brandy, right. Thank you so much for coming. Where does everyone listen to your new rap? Give us all the deets.
Life of a Housewife. You can hear it anywhere. You can download music, Spotify, iTunes. Anywhere. And
where are people going to be able to see you in Vegas?
It's on the 25th. When I know the exact, it's the same place that Vicky had like a breakup party, but I don't know the exact name of it yet.
Oh, it's at the Hustler. It's at Hustler.
Probably.
Yeah.
I may have heard of it before. Hustler.
Yeah. Vicky had a big party.
Yeah. So they
a breakup party.
Like, what do you do at breakup parties?
Get drunk and
make out with new people.
I think Great. It's just an excuse to have a party is what it is.
It's an excuse to get a track.
Yeah. Well, I might have to go to that Hustler party.
Yes.
Maybe we need to do a podcast from Vegas.
I think we'll all be wasted if we're
that's the last thing I want to do from Vegas is a podcast.
No.
I'm just thinking about Vegas and I'm hungover. All right, you guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brandy.
Of course. Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.